Welcome back, everybody, and grab your cup of coffee and sit down and listen for our next Fireside Chat with GDRV. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good, Tom. How's it going, man?
I am doing fine and really excited today because today is a very special episode.
Very special.
Very special because we have a couple guests in our studio.
And let me tell you, we didn't hold back. Both barrels, we pulled the trigger on this one.
We did. Yeah. Without any further ado, why don't you set this up for us?
Absolutely. Picture this. And a lot of you out there who are listening know this because I've talked to a lot of you. Every rally, every event, the question always comes up. It comes up year after
year. It does. It does.
And you want to know, when are we going to do it? When are we finally going to do it? Guys, I'm telling you, we've done it. I want to introduce you to two gentlemen who are leading the charge and doing it. First of all, Mr. Tommy Hall, who is the general manager of our brand new division. Say hi, Tommy.
How's it going, guys? Happy to be here.
Yeah, awesome. And then Mr. Mike Humms, who is one of the product managers in this new division. Say hi, Mike.
Oh, hi. Welcome.
And guys, if you haven't figured it out already, we are primed and ready to go for our brand new pop-up camper.
Wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
What? Sorry, wrong script. Guys, it's motorhomes. Yeah. Motorhomes, that's incredible.
Absolutely.
Seriously, this gets asked all the time.
It does.
And by customers out there, even by dealerships. You've got people on the internet spreading rumors. Today, those rumors get put to rest. We're going to talk to the source, the men themselves that are spearheading this. I think everybody knows about Grand Design as a towable company, but now that it's been announced, at least publicly, that we're getting into motorized, first of all, how long has this been in the works, Tommy?
I'm going on my 8th year at Grand Design, and when they made the jump over to Grand Design, there was talk 8 years ago or something like that, that eventually I think this was in the plan, and I came over eager with the anticipation to be a part of it or hope to be a part of it. And it just took us 8 years to get there. So I was patient. We were sitting on our hands, but I think it's always been in, if you talk to Don, it's always been in the plan at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you look at the marketplace that we're in today and customer and dealer response, I think when we decided to jump into the planning phase of this, the real preliminary planning phase about a year or so ago, I think we identified that now and moving forward was the right time to get into it for our customers and for our partners.
So your background is in motorized.
Yeah. Right? So before I came to Grand Design, I dabbled in selling Class C's and Class A's and Class A diesels. And predominantly before my time at Grand Design, it was strictly motorized. So glad to be back doing it.
And you were able to bring Mr. Mike Humms with you as well. So that, Mike, how long have you been here now?
I started in June.
In June. And your background is motorized as well, right?
Yep. I've been in RVs for a little over 20 years. Never sold a trailer.
Wow.
Motorhomes.
And guys, that's crazy because Mike is only 24 years old. So this is awesome.
High school is about 7 years old.
Yeah, for sure. He's dual credit, right? They had a program here at Elkhart. That's awesome. It's the pump has been primed, and now we finally get to flip the switch. And let's just start it. You mentioned Class A's and diesels and things like that. Is that where the public's saying, is it going to be a Class A? Is it going to be a Class B? Is it going to be a Class C? What can we expect to see first?
History has shown that the runway of doing something special has a lot of different angles and a lot of different ups and downs and points of trying new things. But if you look at Grand Design, the motorized division, from where we sit today, and you look at the different products within the motorized segment of our great industry, I foresee, and obviously we sit here and we never say never, but I foresee our division being a division that dabbles in everything related to Class C's. That's a gas Class C, a small Mercedes Class C, a Super C, and then the B-van side of our business, which has, if you look over the last 3-4 years, has absolutely taken off and exploded. Do I think we'll build a Class A gas, a Class A diesel? From my seat today, not anything soon, but we're going to put a really strong focus on the meat of the market and the growing segments of the market, which is the Class C and the B.
So I think a lot of people who are Grand Design owners now, people who are looking at Grand Design, people listening to this podcast, a lot of them maybe haven't considered motorized or that's just not their forte. What would you say to those people? Is there going to be a little bit of a crossover here? Yeah, are these things going to keep the Grand Design feel, or is this going to be a completely separate market?
Yeah, so when I wish Don was sitting here because he would back me up on what I was saying right here, but when we went and got this whole division approved by the board at Winnebago last year, I kept sitting in the board meeting during the presentation. I kept reiterating, let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's not do a ton of things different. Because at Grand Design, from a structure that we have there, when it comes to our product, our community of how we treat our customers, they do so many things well on the towable side that starting a motorized division, we would be silly to try to, again, reinvent the wheel and try to change everything and take a different angle when we do so many things that carry over from towables. From an owner perspective or someone that's thinking about getting into motorized, it's going to have very much the same feel because it is Grand Design. Yeah, it's products that have steering wheels and motors on it, but it's a Grand Design product at the end of the day. And the quality, the innovation, the community feel should all carry over and be the exact same feel.
Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, it's just an extension of Grand Design.
Absolutely.
As opposed to just like a whole new thing. It's just like an extension of the family.
It's new. It's exciting, but it's still Grand Design. And I think that's the biggest, most important aspect of it is that it's still Grand Design. It's still the community. It still has all that great stuff going into it.
So one of the things we reiterated last week that even though we're a part of Winnebago, we're really a small company within Winnebago and we do our own thing and they give us the freedom to do that. One of the things that people bring up a lot, even on the towable side, is Winnebago just making Grand Designs now, or is Grand Designs just making Winnebagos now? In the motorized segment, everybody knows what a Winnebago is. It's a very storied past. It goes back a long time. What would you say to people that would say they're just going to take Winnebago floor plans and change the stickers?
I think it's easy to think from that perspective because that's the default sometimes when you see this industry and smaller companies becoming part of larger companies. But I still hold true to this today. Grand Design builds Grand Design product and Winnebago builds Winnebago product, and both are successful in their own ways. On one side, we have complete independence when it comes to our product and our vision and how we want to go to market on things. But Winnebago is extremely important to us because they're so supportive. We keep them in the loop. They keep us in the loop. We bounce a lot of great things off of each other. They've opened the door on our side and motorized as well as towables to really put ourselves in a successful position when it comes to some new innovations, some new partnerships. When it comes to Grand Design and Winnebago or together or separate, we're separate companies, but we support each other. And the thing that I've taken away from this the most and starting up motorized and coming from the towable side is just the level of support. You could not have asked for a more supportive partner and brother company. And I have no reason to believe that wouldn't continue in the future.
Yeah, so one thing I've seen outside looking in is that this is certainly not a copy-paste thing. You sent poor Mike to Germany to get some stuff handled over there because there's so many components that go into a motorized product. Mike, do you want to speak to a few of the things that perhaps maybe that we can look forward to that may be out of the ordinary or things that people wouldn't expect out of our motorized products?
When you look at the RV market, there's a lot of copy and paste, like Tommy said earlier. What we looked at first was how we could leverage some of the vertical integration within our company. Winnebago has their own extrusion plants, and we own Lithionics, which is a leading battery company. We had a lot of resources to help us get better. As far as what we took away from Germany, that's going to be all about our plant tour. What's neat is we had a blank slate. We put a bunch of people in a room, and we came up with a plant. And there'll be some teaser videos to show our house. We're proud of it. Going to all lithium-based tools with Milwaukee, which is a big lithium tool manufacturer.
Yeah.
And there's no airlines everywhere in the plant.
Now, just to clarify, there are no airplanes in our plant, no airlines. You're talking about compressed air to run power tools.
Yeah. You walk through a plant in Europe and it's very clean. And traditionally in the RV industry, how do you clean your workstation, right? You just grab an air compressor and you blow it into the next guy's air. You make your problem is.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to limit
assembly line cleaning. Yes. Yeah.
We're just going to try and keep it clean, you know, keep it safe, number one, keep it clean, number two, and work on our quality.
Now, I don't know if you can tell me this or not, but just as a sneak peek, you mentioned plant tours and tell me about this bridge. Like, I've heard about this thing. Tom told me he's seen it.
Yes, I have.
He's been in this plant. I don't know how they got past the guards and the dogs and all the things like that, but he's been in there. Tell me about this bridge and what it does and why it's important for our customers.
The tour bridge. So when we set the plant up, we wanted to be able to do plant tours during production. It's a very visual plant. There's cable railings. It's very modern. Basically, this will allow us to do a plant tour of every department. It gets us from one side of the plant to the other, and it makes a nice statement. So when people come to do tours, They can go over the tour bridge.
You can go right over.
Yeah, that is a very cool thing to have.
Yeah.
Customers to see.
Because most of all of our towable plants, you can't go during production for a number of reasons. It's, I mean, frankly, not safe unless you are a very small group and, you know, you've got a capable tour guide. But this is going to mean that when customers come here and tour this plant, and when, by the way, when will people be able to come tour this plant? When are we going to start those?
We're finishing up production on a few other things. We've got a CNC installation going in right now, alignment equipment. We'll have the campus's first rain bay for motorhomes.
Okay. So
there's a few other things we're finishing up.
So this is pretty unique because RV companies typically don't start up new divisions every day, especially when it comes to a completely different type of product like motors. We clearly, in the Winnebago umbrella, have some of the best names between Winnebago and Newmar and Grand Design. So with this starting up, and I'll ask both of you this, but with this starting up, why is this different than just any other company out there starting a new division?
I think if you look at the 11-ish or so years that Grand Design has been in business, every year it seems like we're talking about the dealer satisfaction index and how well our products perform in the marketplace. But even more than that, just the for being what realistically, if you look at the history of billion-dollar companies, it's still a relatively young company. But the history that we look back on in those 11 years has been so big, and we've done so many great things as a company, and not just from a purely a product perspective. I always lean mostly on the community of our customers. We have so many great committed customers out there that really mesh together to become a great family, and I think that's where it's different. So when you look at a company starting a new division, whether it's motorized or towables or adding new lines, being able to leverage that 11-year history and going back to what I said earlier in the program of not trying to reinvent the wheel and try to change too many things up, you carry all those things forward and all that rich history within those 11 years, you have the ability and you see the differences between what I feel other companies do. You leverage that and you're able to propel yourself out of the gate because of that rich history. So I think leaning on that and being able to do some of that stuff, it really helps us not make it easier, but it puts us in a better position out of the gate to be successful as long as we're able to do the right things.
I think a lot of people may not, especially if they're into towables and they own a travel trailer or a fifth wheel, maybe they've been to a plant, maybe they've seen them being put together. Relatively straightforward, you get a chassis, you build on it. Motorhomes are a little different, right? You have to get a chassis from a third party it already comes with the motor, it already comes with all of these things that you have to do, and now it's up to us or it's up to the manufacturer to build on top of that. In a way, it's not like we're putting in motors and drivetrains and all the things like that. We're doing what we're really good at, but now we're doing it on a new platform.
That's absolutely right. That's perfect. Yep. So we work with the Fords of the world, the Mercedes of the world, and right, we're getting in a drivable, ready-to-go chassis that we do some upfitting with and some other things, but it's different in a sense of towables that you get a frame in and you go from there. It's a motorized is a lot of the same thing. You're just building on a bigger, more expensive frame that's got a steering wheel and a motor in it and a drivetrain and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, the process at Grand Design doesn't change, whether it's a motorhome or a towable.
I think that's refreshing for a lot of people because I think there's a good segment of the community out there, the Grand Design community, that maybe wants to dip the toe into the motorized. They love their Grand Design, though. They love being part of the family. They want to stay with Grand Design for one reason or the other, and this is going to allow them to do that. So for those people out there right now, could you give us a little bit of a sneak peek?
I remember sitting at home for weeks and thinking about a name because a name is so important. It's what you launch yourself into doing all this with. And from a product standpoint, the thing that came to my mind, and when we brought Mike on, I think he shared a lot in this understanding and this story. But, you know, given our history and given the things that we want to do, when you look at the towable side of our company, we talk about our golden threads. We talk about the things that go into every single one of our units. It's important that our products have those 7 to 10 things that make every product that we build important and stand out and easy to sell and easy to fall in love with. And so taking all of that, I came up with the name and I say, but it was me sitting at home one day and I fired it over the team and got a great response. So all of our products, whether it's a Class C or a B van, is going to be under the name Lineage. And you hear that name and it may mean some things to some people and something to others. But really, the biggest tagline that I can put with this is history is what you look back on. So history, Grand Design, 11 years, great towable products, great customer satisfaction, dealer satisfaction. History is what you look back on, but history is also carried forward, correct? Lineage is what you pass forward. So not only is Lineage, this motorized division, something new for Grand Design, but it's helping us in our customer base, in our customer community, provide something to carry on forward that's new and exciting. Not taking away from the towable side, because that's what got us here. Towables are going to continue. It's the bigger segment. They're going to keep being successful. But I think given the name, given the background, I think being able to keep that community together. So anybody that buys a Grand Design motorized unit is going to be in the Lineage family, whether it's, like I said, a B-Van or a Class C. So that's something from a community standpoint that I think is really important and we'll really grasp onto. But we're excited about it. I think it's a great name. Again, I was holding my 3-year-old daughter in one arm and the new baby in the other arm, and it dawned on me, and I was like, okay, let's rock and roll with this. I think there's something to this here.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's important too. And that goes back to your other point earlier. You know, it's just because we have an extension of the family now with motorized division, it's not creating a whole new feel, a whole new business model. We have, still have the same Grand Design business model that we started with, you know, 11 years ago. So it's just carrying it over and extending it. That's the best way to say it.
You know, at the end of the day, we're still trying to produce quality products that our customers and our business partners, our dealers have come to expect over the last 11 years. Livability, affordability, and that's the same thing that we're trying to achieve on our side. So again, for the fourth or fifth time, not reinventing the wheel. And I think that's important because you lose your identity when you try to create something too new. And I don't think that's what we want to do.
And from the sales aspect of it, we have a story to tell, right? We're creating a new story. The best part about this is when we deliver the product to the dealers, there's one story. When the dealers deliver it to the customers, it's another story. And it's cool. It's coming together. All the construction that we're doing, the things we're taking from towables and bringing to motorized, and some of the neat things that we're doing might even transfer into the towable side.
And vice versa.
Yeah. So for the people that are listening, and you talk about a story, and I think anybody who's been around Grand Design or around the people, we're big on stories. RVs are about stories. It's just inevitable. They're about making stories. It's about where you came from and where you're going. And so the question that I think people would want to know is, what is the story? What would you say to a customer?
All right, so close your eyes. So I'm going to put on my best Casey Kasem voice.
Close our eyes
for radio.
Okay.
Wow.
And I'm going to peel off what I believe the story is, and I'm going to try to regurgitate it back to you in the best way that I can do it.
Okay. All right.
So close your eyes. History is what you look back on. Lineage is what you pass forward. We can look at lineage as the same as history, something ancestors give to the ones that come after them. But there's a difference between history and lineage. History is what you look back on. Again, lineage is what you pass forward. With lineage, we celebrate the Grand Design history, but we also inspire our customers for the future that they are going to make. Lineage is the story of their life that they are writing every day. Their memories they will make in their new RV, the ones the next generation will carry forward. When a customer chooses lineage, they are making the choice to live the kind of life that they will look back on and say that they are proud of. Drive your story forward. Grand Design.
That was strong.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's almost like I sat here and read it.
It's almost like you
kind of did.
Yeah, it's strange.
My eyes are closed. I don't know if you read it or not.
I'll tell you this. My mind was already going about, oh, man, that would be a cool commercial. Sounds like I'm something teased.
Sounds like you have something in the works.
Oh, my mind's always going.
Absolutely. Oh, I heard music while you were doing it.
Yeah. Yes, the right music. Oh, that could be very impactful.
I heard,
good.
Heard Corey Malcolm's voice. There's a lot of,
No, that was awesome.
But no, I think, again, like you said, history and having a story, and that's something that we, gosh, it seems like any PD meeting or staff meeting, it's something that we're talking about every single day when it comes to our products and our company. We're just going to, from Mike and I's perspective and everybody on the motorized side, we're just going to try to do our company proud and make our customers proud and just try to do everything the right way. I'm sure there's going to be some slip-ups. We hope. In the process of trying to put products together in a roadmap, we've already jumped a few hurdles, but it's made us better, and I think it's gonna set us up to really have some success in the marketplace.
So I'm going to ask the question that everyone listening is probably going to be asking, and that's, when can we see this?
Yeah, so if everything goes as planned, we're hoping to introduce the first product mid to late summer of this year. And through 2024 and calendar year 2025, you can expect to see at some different points throughout the year some introduction of some new products as well. So by the end of 25, hopefully we have a few different products and a few different floor plans out in the marketplace, but that's the top down 30,000 foot view.
Now, people familiar with towables know that towables can be built at scale pretty quickly. You can build in the 10, 20 or up range per day. Motors is different because now you're dealing with that chassis. What is availability going to look like for the end of the year? Is someone going to need to, are they going to be readily available, or does someone need to seek this out if they want to find it? And is there a pre-order process? What does that look like?
I believe there's going to be an exciting opportunity from a pre-order standpoint down the road here in the next couple of months. I won't speak too much onto that because I don't want to step on the toes of our wonderful marketing department that they have some of the stuff they have being put together. But the thing about this and starting a new division, and you talk about ramp up and doing things the right way. And in 2024, we'll have probably by the end of the year, we'll have a few hundred units out there that we've manufactured. But even as excited as we are and the urge to want to go and build product and go, but you have to remember quality. You have to remember that we need to do this the right way. And doing it the right way means there's going to be a slower ramp up. We'll start with our first floor plan. Mike will come up with another floor plan in our first product. You can probably going to expect to see a couple of hundred to a few hundred units in 2024, as long as things go as planned. But then 2025, the availability is going to be a lot higher with the addition of the other products. Yeah.
Awesome.
Jeff, I think that'll do it.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
Thanks for having us on.
Great stuff. Yes. Thanks to both of you for joining us. Yeah. Really appreciate it and giving some insight on this new exciting adventure here at Grand Design.
We're open for any sort of questions or feedback from people who are listening.
Yeah.
There's ways to get that over to us on social media and things like that. Send it our way. If this is a new venture, it's something that we're confident in. But like Tommy mentioned, we're very customer-centric. We want to hear from you guys out there.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Is there going to be a link or something on the website soon where people could maybe find some information?
Yes, we can come up with that. Maybe. Oh, just saying, keep that quiet. Yeah, we'll love
teaser video.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be some stuff coming up that we're working on. So stay tuned. All right. I think that'll do it.
Let's sign off.
All right. Let's sign off. And that's Tom and Jeff. And we will see you next time. Stay safe, everybody.